Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Thousands of Palestinians desperate for food overran an aid distribution site in Rafah in southern Gaza yesterday, with 47 people reportedly injured due to gunshots. That was according to the United Nations Human Rights Office. The controversial aid distribution centres, backed by Israel and the United States, began opening on Monday, and they claim to have distributed around 8,000 boxes of food, the equivalent of 462,000 meals. But that is just a fraction of what aid agencies say is needed. Now, Israeli strikes on Gaza continued overnight, with 16 people reportedly killed. Well, for more on this, we're joined on the line by Orly Halpern, who's a freelance journalist based in Jerusalem. Good morning, Orly.
Good morning, Claire.
People might have seen those really distressing scenes of the crowds who were walking over the torn down fences, desperate for that food and aid. And those reports, too, of the warning shots fired by the IDF to control crowds. And there were a number of people injured. Can you tell us a bit more about what happened when that distribution took place?
Well, what happened was that the IDF created on the ground areas which were, they were like large cattle pens. That's what they looked like, fenced in, and they had made rows where people would walk down. And it's very hot. People are literally starving. The lines were incredibly long, and people just, they're starving. They couldn't wait, and they rushed to the tables where the boxes were, and it caused mayhem. Israeli soldiers opened fire, and reportedly three people were killed, in addition to 48 people being wounded. It's just an awful situation. And these two centers, they opened up two centers in the south to distribute aid, and they're only in the south. So the situation is also very complicated because there are so many people that aren't in the south. They're in the center. They're in the north. It's incredibly far. People don't have cars anymore. They don't even have energy, certainly not to cross the Gaza Strip from the north to the south. So this was a very problematic mechanism that Israel created from the beginning.
And what are you hearing about these reports, Orly, that Hamas have warned Palestinians not to take aid from this new system because they may be marked or assessed, or there may be facial recognition technology used to identify them?
It is very possible that facial identification technology will be used. Israel has been doing that everywhere. All over the Gaza Strip. And this is a real concern for Palestinians. I cannot confirm that Hamas actually told people not to go and get it, but I can tell you that I've spoken with people in Gaza. I spoke with, for example, someone, a woman who lives in the center of Gaza, and she said that she didn't go. First of all, she said, "I'm in the center," but even so, it's just, she said, "I'd rather die with dignity." She said, "It's so humiliating to go over there and be in those lines, just waiting for them to give you that handout." Mm-hmm. And it's dangerous.
But the Israelis did say that one of the advantages of this new system that they've devised, the aid system, is that they have the opportunity to screen recipients to exclude anyone who may be connected with Hamas, which was something they said was happening previously under the UN-run schemes.
The way it was working before is that aid was distributed everywhere. Everywhere, the whole country, the whole area has already been receiving aid for basically since Israel conquered, since Israel was created, and refugees went to Gaza. So it's already all set up. And Israel says it doesn't want Hamas militants to get aid. I can understand that, but at the same time, to try to go one by one through 2.5 million people and at the same time get people fed just to keep out, I don't know, a few tens of thousands is unrealistic. And this was proven yesterday.
Well, the head of the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, Philippe Lazzarini, has been out again this morning, hitting out at this aid organisation, the GHF, as it's called, saying, "I believe it's a waste of resources and a distraction from atrocities. We already have an aid distribution system that is fit for purpose." And the UN agencies won't work with this GHF, will they?
No, they won't. They refuse to. And in fact, the head, the CEO of this company, it's basically an American company that was set up specifically for this purpose just a couple of months ago. The head of this company quit. He resigned on Sunday because he said, "This, in principle, I cannot do this because I'm unable to fulfill the principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality, and independence in giving aid." And he refused to continue to do so. So it's very, very problematic. It's not really a mechanism anyway that can feed the people. You cannot feed 2.5 million people by only providing the food through long lines in two spots on the southern part of the country. And the other thing is that many Palestinians are concerned that the actual goal of doing this is to cause Palestinians to leave wherever they are now and all move south, so that eventually that they will be pushed out of the Gaza Strip. And that is exactly what the finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, has just said this week a couple of times. This is the goal. We are trying to get them to go south, and then they will be moved out and they will go elsewhere. We will conquer the whole Gaza Strip, and we will settle it with Jews.
And the irony of this, the horrible irony of this, is that the UN has all of this aid waiting on the border to go in, tens of thousands of boxes ready to go in to help people, but they're not permitted to do so.
Yes, exactly. And it also, the aid that they were given yesterday, some of it, they were given flour, sugar, oil, but also rice and pasta. And Palestinians said, "What are we supposed to do with this? We don't have enough water. How are we going to go and waste it on cooking rice and pasta? This is ridiculous. This is not helping us."
And there are no plans from the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, run by Israel and the United States, to increase the number of points where people can access that aid. Because, as you said, the suspicion amongst Palestinians is that it is based in the south to drive people down towards that area. You're not hearing that they plan to expand the operation, are you?
That's correct. It's supposed to be in the south. There might be 4 points eventually, but they will be in the south.
And are you hearing, Orly, that people are gravitating towards the south as their desperation increases?
I'm not hearing it. Most of the people are from that region. They might be from Khan Yunis is kind of south center. So that area, Al-Muwasi area, but much, you know, the north, Gaza City, no. And even this woman that I spoke from, who in Deir al-Bahr, she's like, I can't go there. It would really mean relocating. It's very frightening.
Orly, thank you for joining us this morning from Jerusalem. Orly Halperin there, who's a freelance journalist. Coming up next, travel disruption for students hoping to head to the United States this summer.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.